Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Hey, welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. You know, winners think differently than losers. They possess certain qualities that separate them from the masses, including a strong positive mental attitude, commitment, knowledge, and a hunger for greatness. They also understand that failure is part of the success process, and the ability to embrace it and grow from it is a sign of greatness. Using real-life stories from his own life, Willie Jolly shares basic success principles that can make the difference between mediocrity and greatness. I personally like the story Willie uses regarding Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, since I'm a big Chicago sports fan too. Go Cubs! Hey, here's Willie.
Team building. Creating a team that thinks like a team, works like a team, wins like a team. If you want to really take it to the next level, you're going to have a team mindset. You're going to have a team mindset because no man is an island. And even as an entrepreneur, I realize I have to have strategic partners and strategic alliances. And people who I'm trying to help them as they help me. That we create working relationships. And that this team-mindedness has transformed my whole ability. It has transformed my company. So getting a mindset to think like a team, work like a team, so you can win like a team. I think one of the greatest teams ever was the Chicago Bulls when Michael Jordan was with the Chicago Bulls. That was a great team. Now let's look at this story here. We got Michael Jordan, who came out of University of North Carolina. First round draft choice, went to Chicago. For 7 seasons, he was a one-man team, but they couldn't win a championship. I mean, Michael would throw the ball in, he'd catch it, he'd run down the court, he'd shoot it, he'd get his own rebound, give himself an assist, and he'd dunk it. But when he went back to play defense, it was only one of him against 5 of them. And there was no way he could win against that. They couldn't win. They brought in a new coach who had a mindset, an attitude of excellence mindset. He taught them about becoming a leader of one. He taught them about change, just be willing to change, try new things. He taught them about teams. He went to Michael Jordan first and sold him on the idea that maybe if we got a team-mindedness, not just Michael, but a mindedness of a team, that we could start to win more. And he said to Michael something that was profound. He said, if you take this and you believe in it, you will personally benefit if the team wins. He said, I'll personally benefit? He said, I'm one of the highest paid players in the country. He was making about $10 million a year then. He said, if you take this mindset, that the team that thinks like a team, works like a team, wins like a team, then you will personally benefit. He sold him on the team system. He said, well, if that's the case, if I personally benefit, I'm willing to give it a shot. He said, great. I'm bringing in some new people. I'm going to bring in a guy named Scottie Pippen. Very versatile. So sometimes, Michael, when you bring the ball down the court and they thinking you're going to shoot, pass the ball off to Scottie. Bam. I'm bringing in a guy who's a three-point expert. He can shoot a three-pointer from anywhere on the court. So I bring him in for special places and special times. And sometimes you bring the ball down, you fake it to Scottie and give it to the three-point guy. Bam! I'm bringing in one other guy. He's a little strange. His name is Dennis Rodman. But he can rebound and he can play defense. And if we all think like a team, work like a team, for everybody from the top to the bottom, water boy to the coach, everybody plays their part and gets in their lane and does what they're supposed to do, and we think team, we'll start to win. And they did. They won one championship, then a second and a third. Then Michael went off to play baseball. He came back and he won a 4th, a 5th, and a 6th. And by the time he retired from the Chicago Bulls, his personal income had gone from about $10 million a year to over $120 million a year with endorsements. Folks, I'm saying to you, if you can think like a team, work like a team, you start to win like a team. Vince Lombardi said that great teams have 3 things. They care for each other, they cover for each other, and they encourage each other. I want you to make a commitment that when you work with your partners, whether it's at work or in your strategic partners in your business or even people in your household, you think care for each other, literally care for each other, cover for each other. There are going to be days when you just need somebody to cover for you, and some days you got to cover for somebody else. And then encourage each other. Give everybody a word of encouragement. Because, see, people go to bed in America not hungry for food, but hungry for a word of encouragement.
That was great. Now, for more from Willie, simply search YouTube and go to his website, williejolly.com. That's W, like in William, I-L-L-I-E, J-O-L-L-E-Y.com. His book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks is available at his website and also at Amazon.com. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks again for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.